Is this better?
Way better.
Cool, cool.
All right.
And I think the latency's down too, so that's good.
All right. I'm on Wi-Fi. I changed up some of my settings a little bit, so hopefully that helps.
Right on.
This is still way better than what we had going on before.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. You good? You got all your papers?
We good to go. Yeah.
Good to go.
And kick the bitch off.
All right. So this is the inaugural episode of the Llama League podcast, the official podcast of the Llama League Fantasy Football League. I am Michael Schultz. I am here, your reigning, undisputed Llama League Fantasy Football heavyweight champion of the world. I am here with the commissioner.
Christopher. I'm the commissioner. I'm the Vince McMahon of the league, and what I say goes, and know your role and shut your fucking mouth. And I am here with Kyle,
the co-commish. I don't know what that would translate to in WWE terms. Maybe Stephanie McMahon, but I don't know.
Assistant to manager.
That's it.
Are you Linda?
You might be
Linda.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I can deal with that.
If you're currently wondering why this fantasy football league has a shit terrible name, you can go ahead and thank your commissioner because he's a 5-year-old child.
That's exactly what happened.
And just llamas are funny sounding animals.
Nah, Kyle, you're like my Triple H.
Triple H? Yeah, I can be Triple H. Just the enforcer.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. The hate. Yeah. Okay. So, well, that makes sense because we all secretly like Kyle more and we want you to die, Chris. So that Kyle can take over.
But it just won't happen.
Yeah. Except for Brian.
That is true. Well, that actually kind of segues the theme for this year. Every year, the champion of the prior year gets to pick the theme by which we name our teams. And kind of what is the prevailing theme in our extremely toxic group chat?
Good Lord, don't let the girls get a hold of that one.
That is true. I've let Jessica look at the group chat on rare occasions, and it's damaged our relationship.
Yeah, that's the consensus with this group here.
But the fact that we're married and have a kid, kind of, there's really nowhere for her to go. Granted, if she did decide to up and leave, one, I wouldn't blame her, and two, she could do way better. So
we all agree.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's not even close to being a debate. So I'm actually just kind of looking up. I'm stretching to see who actually has changed their team names into the wrestling theme. Oh, by the way, the theme is wrestling, and I picked it because for the longest, me, Brian, and Nick have all been just trying desperately to just invade the fantasy football chat with wrestling memes and GIFs.
Opening the goddamn portal.
That's right. And now, and I actually won the league solely so that I can keep that portal open, just burst right through it like Shockmaster.
It's the only.
It's very, very frustrating for the rest of us.
I would wager to say, because there's three of us that like actually kind of give a shit and watch a significant amount of wrestling, and then the other, I think there's about three that have a cursory knowledge.
Yeah.
If you were to put a gun to their head, they can name 10 wrestlers. And granted, there's about another four that just aren't in the group chat at all.
That's a fair assessment.
Our league reminds us a lot of the TV show The League. It's almost the same exact setup, except there's two more people.
I've literally seen maybe two episodes.
It's a great show. It's not on Netflix anymore, so you got to go buy it if you really want to watch it. That's an investment.
Which I don't, because I got mouths to feed and bills to pay.
Yeah.
If it ain't on Netflix, it doesn't exist. Okay, so we've dicked around for about 5 minutes. Let's actually talk football and fantasy football.
Let's get into it.
It's about to go down.
Let's get in it. So we're about to set keepers in about another, what, 2 weeks? Week or so?
I don't know the exact date.
Whatever.
Cool. Way to go, Kamish.
Yeah.
Way to have an iron grip on this league.
Of course.
Well, once you set it in the computer, it's set in stone. You're good.
Okay. So what I have right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, Antonio Brown is with Nicholas.
Correct.
Vince has Odell.
Yeah, there's a couple of easy ones here that we got. Yeah. Obviously, me, you, Chris, Vince, we all know who we're taking.
Right. I have the one and only Todd Gurley.
I got me some Le'Veon.
David, yeah. Big Johnson.
Okay. David, Broken Wrist Johnson. Somebody has to have Zeke.
Yeah, Brian. Brian's got Zeke. And then
he's dropping Julio?
I'm pretty sure he's dropping Julio and keeping Zeke. I mean, you can go either way.
I mean, that's smart.
Yeah. But now Julio's available.
Yeah, he's gonna be like the second guy off the board right behind Saquon.
I don't probably, but I think that's just bad. I just think I'm just and Kyle and I talked about this a little bit. I am so severely in the camp of the first tier of running backs is so much more valuable than the first tier of wide receivers, except for like Antonio Brown.
Of course. Todd Gurley.
Come on, we got people in the league like Brett and Eddie and Ben that are just gonna be like, I know Julio.
I know AJ Green.
Yeah, and they're just going to take them instead of going for something that has way more value.
Yeah, I mean,
they still have a really, really high ADP. I just think that, and it's kind of the same reason why I like taking quarterbacks super late, is that
shut up, Michael! Don't tell everybody. God damn it!
I don't give a fuck. Whatever, man. I'm going to win regardless. So who cares? Oh,
okay, the trash starts. Clock starts now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always been the proponent of I like talking shop because it's fun.
Yeah,
it is fun.
Which is the kind of the whole point of this. Okay, so Brian has Zeke. You have Kyle. You have Le'Veon. Chris, yeah. You got David Broken Wrist Johnson. does anybody have DeAndre Hopkins?
I want to save that one till the end, if we will, because this one's kind of – that one's up in the air for me.
He's keeping
– I think the easiest one right now, I think Billy has to go with Kamara.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, I think he has to go Kamara, and then we start to get into muddy waters. Like Ben. Ben's in a weird situation. He can either – I think Shady's the clear-cut keeper, but he's got weird off-the-field wife-beating issues going on.
Right. No, I just feel bad for him because he just got left with a really shitty team.
Eddie did. Eddie did, not Ben. Ben made a shitty team.
Okay. I forgot who got Adam's team, who I'm still convinced that Adam doesn't exist and that he was just a fake shadow account that Nick created to piss everybody off.
Agreed.
That's a great point. I never thought of that.
Gonzo.
Has anyone met him?
Yeah, I've met him.
He's a real person, but I don't think that was him because when I met him, he was a pretty nice guy.
No, he was a dick in person too.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
opinion, man.
Yeah, man.
That's fair. All right. So I just did a quick looky-loo for some news, but we're not going to go super deep. I'm going to go over a couple of things. Is it important? Is it not? Jaguars suspended Jalen Ramsey for a week.
Yeah, season.
Basically, just for being pissed off at the media, which,
yeah,
I mean, that just seems to be Jalen Ramsey's whole deal.
He said a tweet talking about war, and you just shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I just started chewing on some ice, which I realized is really bad podcasting.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
What?
Just for us 10.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, the Jaguars did something, I think, similar last year to Leonard Fournette, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It was like it was still preseason, but it was basically like they benched. No, it was in the middle of the season, but I think they already made the playoffs where they basically benched him for a game.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
Because it was the same idea. It was violating team rules and conduct unbecoming of a Jaguars football player. So I think he just like at practice, just I don't know if he just didn't hustle or said something. But I've seen this before where the Jaguars will be like nobody, especially like these top tier players on their team.
Right.
To kind of be like no one is above the team.
Which makes sense. But
kudos for them. Like they're making it so that being a Jaguar is important.
They're grown adults that are getting paid millions of dollars. I think they can do whatever the hell they want.
Being a Jaguar is important. Since last year.
Like as long as I've been alive. Jack McKinnon, moving on. For those who don't know, current starting running back for the San Francisco 49ers just got paid a crap ton of money. Got an MRI for his that he injured, but it's just a muscle sprain, but he'll probably be done for the postseason or preseason.
Postseason, yeah. Jesus.
Well, that's a long time out. That makes him and I think Breida with his shoulder injury is going to be out for the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, both of those, from what I understand, aren't super serious, and they should be okay for week one. But what it does is it opens the door, and I was going to kind of lead into this. We're going to talk about what we think are the top five. I mean, personally, I imagine you guys came up with different ones. Interesting situations to look for.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to kind of go into this one. These are in no particular order. But I think between Joe Williams and Raheem Mostert, just kind of who takes that.
Mostert.
Yeah, whoever takes that position. Because if either one of these guys, Breida or McKinnon, don't shine as much as we kind of expect them to, that would be a really good situation for one of them and possibly a future waiver wire person.
Yeah,
I would say Joe Williams would be the waiver wire person in that case.
That gives me a funny feeling in my stomach. I'd feel bad if I had to pick either one of them up off the waiver wire.
Because that means that something horrible happened if you're a Niners fan.
Right, yeah.
All happen to be.
Hold on here. You're speaking to a Raider fan here, son bitch.
For real?
Did you not? Man. Whoa. I'm about to hang up on this podcast right now. We're done.
All right. I thought you were smart. My bad. Then you're really not going to like my Super Bowl picks.
It's whatever. I didn't pick the Raiders either.
Right. Okay. Is it okay if I just run through my situations? You guys can do yours.
That's fair.
All right. In no particular order, the battle between Tyrod and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Especially with how Baker played, both of them seem to do well in their preseason game. And I think as soon as Baker started balling out, Dez Bryant tweeted that he's going to go visit them.
Right.
So that's interesting.
That's literally my first two, five interesting things. So you hit the nail on the head with that one. I think the Browns in general are a really exciting team to watch right now just because the additions that they made in the offseason. And Dez is just kind of out there floating in space, kind of finding his way, figuring out where he wants to go. And I think it would work out to have him, Josh Gordon, and Jarvis Landry on the same team.
Christ. Okay, real quick, over under 5 wins.
For Browns?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Over.
Yeah, my gut says over.
I'm going to say, okay, would 5 be push? Or we'll do 4.5.
Yeah, 4.5. I say over.
Yeah, I'd say over at that point, for sure.
I'm going to say under.
Mm.
I don't have faith in their defense that much.
You have faith in tradition.
It's hard for me to see an 0-16, a team that's won, what, two games in the past 3 years, something like that.
I say over because I like the world to be like a magical place where anything can happen, you know?
You got to admit, though, the Browns did greatly improve with all their
accuracy. Yeah, no. That's the reason why I have them on my list of things to watch. And the opposite, not a team that has done well, the Seahawks.
Yeah, blow it up.
Was it Schottenheimer? They picked up Schottenheimer because nobody learned their lesson from the whole Jeff Fisher fiasco.
No.
Or from watching the Titans.
The Titans.
We're grabbing at straws now in Seattle.
They got nobody else. They're letting everybody go. Richard Sherman's in San Francisco. Earl Thomas wants to leave. Cam Chancellor retired. They got nobody.
They can't pay him.
They got Russell Wilson. That's it.
Yeah.
I was listening to the Better Rivals podcast, which is the official podcast for Niner Nation. And they mentioned that the Niners and the Seahawks both have the same number of Legion of Boom players. And I thought that was pretty good. I'm just curious of how much they're gonna suck, and I think it's gonna be quite a bit, which is good for the Niners. My number four is how Kirk Cousins is gonna do with the Vikings, because the Vikings have a lot of expectations with how well they did last year.
$28 million year, also it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean he's a gunslinger, but I just, can he live up to that hype if it's now or never?
Well, if the preseason's any indication, I think they're going to do pretty well.
It's not a good indicator at all. Okay, my last one, I'm excited, this is cheating. I want to get full seasons out of Wentz and Watson.
Yeah, Watson for sure. Wentz,
that hurts my heart so bad. You just mentioned Deshaun Watson. Oh, man. Oh,
my bad.
That one hurt right there.
Yeah, your season took a poo-poo.
Bro, man. I was rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I get it because I had Jordy Nelson, and as soon as A-Ron went down – I was able to flip him to, was it to you, Chris?
To Brian, I think. Who got Jordy?
Oh yeah, you flipped into me. I made a real bad deal.
Yeah, you did. You gave me like Fitzgerald, or like you gave me somebody. Was it Crabtree? Like straight up.
I gave you Fitzgerald for Doug Martin. That was a shit trade too.
I don't know what I gave you. I was like, I was in a weird place when you sent that trade, so you got lucky on that one.
And Doug Martin had literally one good game, and then I flipped Kyle for Fitzgerald and Baldwin?
No, I didn't have Doug Baldwin.
I gave you Doug Baldwin for Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, that's it. That was the trade.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, that makes up for my atrocious two. Those back-to-back really good trades on my part.
Yeah.
Can we admit that like totally negates my Todd Gurley for Will Fuller from a couple years ago?
No. But it did. I mean, it was kind of a nice little like.
That's what propelled you to the championship for sure.
Oh, yeah. Because Elfitz carried me and Baldwin carried me.
Yeah. So those were smart.
That's actually decided to ghost me for the last 2 weeks.
It's like going down the toilet pretty quick early on, and you just kind of like, I was a stripper in a club and you were like, oh, I'm gonna get you out of this, and you took me home, you banged me, and you sent me on a taxi back, and nothing ever happened.
You're welcome.
That's how it felt.
You were hoping for a pretty woman situation. I was just gonna turn your life around. All right, what did you got?
My five.
Go for it.
All right. Off the top, I had the Browns, but I'm going to scratch that since we already talked about it and go to Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
And you're just going to wonder exactly how much Nick is going to reach for him?
Oh, he's going to reach hardcore.
Is he?
I think so.
Third round?
No. No, maybe fifth.
When, do we know when he's picking?
His ADP is like seventh or eighth.
That means nothing for Nick.
No, it's Nick.
Exactly.
He's going like third round. He's like, I got a running back, a receiver. I need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think it's I need a quarterback. It's like I desperately – like I swung and missed with him here, and now that he's throwing adult footballs?
Yeah.
I need him in my life to make up for last year.
I think the last football I saw him throw, it didn't have any Velcro on it, which is a good sign.
Definitely.
No, I just love in the news when they're like, he's throwing like high school footballs now.
But what excites me about the whole Andrew Luck situation is that means good things on the T.Y. front. Him and T.Y. have a good rapport, and I think that can turn T.Y. into a top five receiver this year.
Yeah, which is crazy because T.Y. was still like a – I want to say either receiver one or receiver two in the like at the end of the year. I think he
he was up there.
I think he just had like a couple freak games, but like if you he was just super inconsistent. And he was just
a couple. I don't know about water. I'm pretty sure he was top five though. I'm pretty sure AB was the top receiver.
And Julio,
yeah. Them Julio, he had a shit game, and then he had like a 40-point game.
That's just the nature of Julio, though. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but he was still up there. He was higher than T.Y. I think T.Y. was top five, though. I'm pretty sure. Something in there.
No, I'm saying at the end of the year.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't think he was the number one.
No, I don't think he was the number one. I'm saying he was a wide receiver one.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
Which I should have pulled up these stats earlier. But I wasn't expecting that.
T.Y. is the 18th fantasy receiver according to the Yahoo ranking.
What is that right now?
So he's high wide receiver two, low end wide receiver
one. He's behind Devin Bunches.
What? Devin could be the best receiver on the Panthers.
Yeah, it's going to be Steve Smith.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Greg Olsen, and then DJ Moore is going to show his balls later on in the season.
I think it's going to be Kelvin Benj. Oh, wait.
Did you see that thing where Cam tried to knock him out, but tried to like, squash it on the field?
Yeah. Like, bitch.
He was walking around like, I'm too cool for this.
Whatever, because I was definitely on the Kelvin Benjamin hype train that first couple of years, and then he's fat, which is not good for a wide receiver. You typically don't like fat wide receivers, especially on a team that sucks like the Bills.
Definitely.
All right, next one. My next is the Rams and how they beefed up and paid everybody. I want to see how they do.
That team's going to be
I don't think they're going to be as good as we hope. I mean, granted.
Look in their face.
I mean, the reason why, and granted, this may be me just being a complete homer for the Niners and just hoping that they're not good.
Right.
But typically, especially with football, football's not like basketball or baseball where you can just like have a ton of just all-star studs and have it be a dream team. Like, just because they're, like, crazy talented doesn't mean that they're going to play in a scheme well together. And that's my prediction. I think they're going to be great. I think they're definitely going to be wild card.
Same. It also kind of does mean that they would play well in a scheme together.
I don't know. I think the Rams organization is smart enough to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to be absolute world beaters.
I think McVay knows how to hold the locker room together, and I think that's what's going to help him out.
I think another thing was that they went out and they picked, especially on the defensive side, they picked up Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters. They got a lot of good heavy hitters on the defensive side. Wade Phillips picked his own guys that he knew would fit into his scheme. So in that, I think it'll work just because of that reason. The people that they did bring in are meant for those systems.
Yeah. I mean, but all the guys are just extremely volatile. So yeah. I don't know how that's going
to work. Yeah. Also, I thought about that. I believe in Mark Peters. Good Lord.
They kind of didn't really like each other anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing. Anyway, next.
Do the Rams play the Ravens this year?
They played them in joint practice this week. So we got to watch
chain
snatches.
Yeah, exactly how many chains are going to get snatched this year? All right. Over, under on 2.5?
Over, for sure.
Over.
To leave snatches all chains.
Oh, man.
Every down, just another chain.
I hit the
wallet chains.
Wallet chains.
They're wearing wallet chains to practice.
Like chains. It's going to get ridiculous.
The chain gang.
It's snow chains. Like you won't even be able to get home.
Well, they're in LA. I think they'll be just fine.
All right.
Well, they practice in Baltimore.
I don't know where the practice is, but yeah, that's true. I don't think it's snowing there right now.
I got Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers.
His move, man. He's upset they traded Jordy. They got a new quarterback coach without even consulting him. New GM. He's fucking pissed. What's going to go down? He didn't like the way his receivers looked. He said they looked terrible on.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he said it like in an interview after the game.
He's going to throw for a billion touchdowns. I mean, I know very little about the situation, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be okay.
But is he going to want to stay put? Is he going to request a trade or
Is he gone after this season?
Unless he's a free agent, I don't think he leaves.
And that's happening this year.
Is it? Because
he can get paid.
If I'm the Packers, there's no way in hell that I'm getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. He's literally like that team is being held together with chewing gum and paper clips.
I was about to say the same thing.
Do you remember that one time when they traded this guy named Brett Favre?
I think it's Brett Favre.
Oh.
Favre?
Yeah. Yeah, they traded him to the Jets for like a pack of
gum. Wasn't it Vikings first, then Jets?
No, Jets. And then he went to the Vikings.
And that's what pissed everybody off because he went to the Vikings.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, anybody but the Vikes, fuck you.
Yeah, I just remember him just shitting on the Niners, doing Brett Favre things. We were going to make like a wild card run randomly. And with like 5 seconds left, he just dicks around their own 40 and then just Hail Marys, toe tap in the back of the end zone. Like a cunt.
That was a good team, man. And that Vikings team.
And then he celebrated with a dick pic.
I forgot about that one.
Never forget.
But now, since they got rid of the celebration rule, you can do that now.
Yeah. All right, next. What happens to the Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles?
He's a backup.
He's the backup to Carson Wentz.
Yeah, it's easy.
So Carson Wentz is going to go down, and then he's going to do it again?
If Carson Wentz gets injured again,
if not, Nick Foles will come back. He's just like cool riding the pine.
I think he wants to stay with the Eagles as long as possible to get as many championships as possible, kind of like a KD situation.
Like the greatest backup that ever lived.
Hold on. Let's run through a couple QBs that started off as backups. Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers.
It goes on. Yeah, get out of here.
Each of those guys are actually, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers came in mid-season, but Tom Brady did when Drew Bledsoe got hurt. Steve Young did when the greatest, Montana. Did he just leave or did he get hurt? I think he got hurt.
KC.
Well, I know that, but I don't know if it was in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think he got hurt, and then Steve Young basically just took over, and then he left.
Yeah, I think that was
a Kaepernick type move.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, I think that was towards the end of the year. I think that it wasn't the middle of the season. I'm pretty sure he started the season off as the starter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious as to what they do with Nick Foles, but the fact is that they haven't moved him, and so I think unless Carson Wentz gets hurt, I think he's just chilling and waiting until he gets a sweet, sweet deal.
Well, how many teams have a Super Bowl MVP as their backup? I mean, I think I'd want to keep that too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you. But the thing is, this is one of the things that I disagree with. I feel like knowing that Carson Wentz is their future, after the type of showing that Foles had, you could have gotten – that's the height of his value.
Right, you could have flipped him.
He's not going to gain more value sitting on the bench.
And they can still flip him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still the preseason. You never know. Like, they can still deal him before the season starts.
Yeah, if someone pulls a Teddy Bridgewater and gets destroyed right beforehand.
But what team would need a Nick Foles?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I think it would depend on if someone gets injured.
Yeah. Ooh. And is willing to
pay up for Nick Foles.
The Jaguars would be – I think they'd be way better off with Nick Foles than they would be Blake Bortles.
With Nick Foles?
Did I say nipples or Nick Foles?
I don't know. Same.
Yeah, whatever.
I like both.
I'm a fan.
Definitely.
All right. You got anything?
No, all right, so I got my five here. And like we discussed with your five, Mike, the Browns and Dez, we'll just skip those because that's an interesting situation. We already spoke about that.
One thing I do want to add is I did a quick Google of the Browns' depth chart, and they have a third-string quarterback, or a fourth-string, because their third-string is Drew Stanton. Their fourth string quarterback is a gentleman, a 23-year-old guy from Eastern Michigan named Brogan Roback.
That's a hell of a name.
That's like, he's white, right?
You're going out on a limb and you're wondering if Brogan is a white dude.
That sounds like a legit WWE name, Brogan Roback.
Brogan Roback. It sounds like something that, like, a nickname from
Dale Doback.
Brogan. Yeah, it sounds like if Ryback went to TNA, but they couldn't use Ryback for. So his name is Brogan Roback. Anyways, continue.
So my first on the list now, after all of that said and done, would be Darius Geis going out for the season and what implication that has for veteran running backs like AP, DeMarco Murray, maybe even Jamaal Charles, if they want to pick somebody up.
It was for the Redskins, right?
Yep.
So,
I mean, they got Chris Thompson and P. Ryan.
But P. Ryan he didn't do much last year. Capri.
They still have Rob Kelly, but I mean.
Yeah, Rob Kelly, they got Capri Gibbs, but I don't. Chris Thompson's not awful.
He's a pass catcher.
Yeah. But he's a running back.
Yeah.
He can run the
ball. He's good, but if I was in the Redskins front office, I'd try to lure DeMarco Murray out of retirement. 1 year out of retirement.
Try to get AP?
No. I'd have DeMarco Murray AP right now for sure.
All three of them are trash. Like, I would not want any of them. I would rather roll the dice on a young guy than a past their prime, because AP wasn't super good for. He wasn't.
So he's for the Cardinals, for the Saints and the Cardinals.
He was trash for the Saints.
Yeah. And he wasn't that good for the Cardinals neither.
And by the end of the year, by the end of the year, DeMarco Murray looked sad. But then again, it was like whether or not that was the Titans, because the Titans were trash and the only team in the playoffs with a negative point differential, because dope. And but everybody just wanted Derrick Henry actually start, even though Derrick Henry is.
I still think DeMarco Murray's got some gas in the tank. I think he could do a team well if they use him right.
I would rather, if I was the Redskins organization, I would try and change the team name, and then
that'd be top priority.
What, you don't like being racist?
I said, believe it or not, I don't enjoy it that much. It's not super great. I don't dig it. All right, keep going.
All right, well, the next one is these funky-ass helmet rules that I don't necessarily agree with.
It's going to be this year's catch rule.
Yeah.
Games are going to be decided by these really shitty rules.
The thing that I hate about it is it's so subjective. It's like one referee may think that, okay, he's lowering the crown, that's a penalty, but another one may be like, yeah, that's fine. You know, that's such.
Oh, you mean like when a player may or may not have committed a felony act, and then it's investigated by the state and it's concluded that nothing happened, and then the NFL goes in and is like, oh, something happened, 4-game suspension.
Bingo.
So it's as NFL as the NFL gets.
Yep.
Done.
I can't remember which team it is. I don't remember which team it is. But one of the teams during like a meeting, because the referee organization invited like players in to kind of bounce questions off of it, because they wanted to have a little bit more transparency. And so for some reason, I want to say it was the Seahawks. I don't know if that's the truth, though. Basically showed a clip of a questionable hit and asked the refs what they would have done. And then even the refs on the panel couldn't agree.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of weird, because I've seen a couple this morning before I came over here watching replays, that they had a helmet call on an Eagles defender, the rookie Sidney Jones. He went and made a tackle. He was putting his head down, and he was leading with his shoulder to hit the guy, but the guy had juked and went to the opposite side where his head was. So his head hit him first and initiated the contact, so then they flagged that as a penalty, even though that wasn't what he intended to do. So I see issues happening with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got. Everybody else stole all my shit. So we moving on.
Premature Super Bowl pick?
Yes. Go for it, Mike. Who wants to go first?
You go for it.
Cool. All right. So my current Super Bowl picks, I think, coming out of the AFC West, I have the Chargers.
I like it. I can agree with that. I think on Ray.
I took a quick peek at their schedule. I think they go 10-6. I think they take the AFC West. Their offense is stacked. Joey Bosa is a monster. Their only problem for the past couple of years is that they start really slow, and then they pick up steam at the end of the year, and then just miss the playoffs because
they got hurt.
Right. Then, but if they can be consistent, I think they're golden. Against the Saints coming out of the NFC.
I like that.
I can see that.
I have them going 9-7. So they might be like a wild card team. But if you think last year, they make one tackle, they're in the Super Bowl.
I think they go 11-5.
The Saints,
yeah. No, their schedule looks really tough. Like, in my heart, I felt like the Saints, like, I feel like they're good. But I look at their schedule, and it's pretty darn rough. They got
Mike about your matchup, though, Mike.
What?
Drew Brees and Philip Rivers.
Drew Brees and Philly Rivies.
Hell yeah. No, but so here's the Saints. So Buccaneers, Browns, I think they win. Then it's at Falcons. That's going to be tough. At Giants, I think they win. Redskins at home, I think they win. At Ravens, I think they win. At Vikings is a toss-up.
Yeah.
Rams at home is going to be a toss-up. At Bengals, they're going to win. Eagles, Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys, then the Bucks, and then it's Panthers, Steelers, Panthers. They've got a tough bit of scheduling, and their bye week is pretty early in the season.
They'll win three out of their last four. They might lose to the Steelers.
I think the Panthers, yeah, the Panthers are always weird, though, especially if they're in contention at the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I have. And I think the Saints take it, even though I think the Chargers would be super cool taking it, but I think the Saints win.
I think it would be great if the Saints won it.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Philip Rivers is probably going to retire after this season anyways.
You know, Philip Rivers is going to throw like four picks.
Yeah.
In that kind of pressure situation.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, well, like putting Andy Dalton in the playoffs. Same type of thing.
Whatever. Jeff. I want Philip Rivers to get that payday for all of his kids.
All 17 of them.
You sympathize as a father.
Hell yeah. I get it.
Good Lord.
All right, Mish, who do you got?
I got, when it's all said and done, I got Jacksonville. And I want to say San Francisco, and San Francisco wins.
God, this homer.
But realistically, I'd go with New Orleans, and New Orleans wins it.
New Orleans, Jacksonville?
New Orleans, yeah. Jacksonville. Okay. Not New Orleans versus New Orleans with New Orleans winning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Breeze versus Breeze.
I can see that. But, yeah, that's an interesting one because the Jags were on the cusp last year.
They'll be there again.
Yeah, well, as long as Blake Bortles doesn't screw it up.
Here's my thing, though. Who's he going to throw to?
You got D.D. Westbrook. You got
exactly
about – that's it. Allen Robinson's on the Bears.
Marquise Lee. Who else?
Still got that tight end,
Julius Thomas. He's going to have a fucking year.
Who else? There was a couple kids that came in super late in the year that were really good. What were their names?
Their saving grace, I believe, is going to be Leonard Fournette.
No shit.
And their defense.
It's a hot take right there, fellas.
Oh, Christ. Keelan Cole. They have Dante Moncrief now.
I'm pretty sure that's an R&B singer.
Yeah, no, Keelan Cole was came in pretty late last year and did pretty well. And they traded for, or they got Dante Moncrief from the Colts.
They got Moncrief?
Yeah. That's my boy.
Correct. Hey, pencil dicks. They don't have Julian Thomas. They have the ASJ, Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Oh, yeah. Where's Julius Thomas?
He's probably done.
No, he was good for like 1 year in Denver. And then.
Because of Big Ben.
But that was like 6 years ago because I think I had him in the inaugural year of the league.
I could see that.
All right. And then Kyle, did you go through your picks yet?
I have not. For me, I have the Rams going up against the Steelers. And I think that the Steelers pull it out. I didn't go too deep into schedules and what the records would be. I just know that the Steelers always have a pretty soft schedule because they got to run through their division, which isn't very good. Let's face it. They see the Browns twice a year and the Ravens twice a year, which isn't the hardest thing to do in the world. Outside of that, I mean, they have the AFC West, which doesn't look that good this year besides maybe the Chargers. I'm still skeptical about the Raiders, even though I did like what I saw out of them in the preseason. Other than that, I think the Steelers could just run through the AFC, honestly, in the playoffs. I don't see anybody else standing in their way besides maybe
Big Ben,
the Jaguars, and Big Ben on the road. Yeah. Other than that, and then the Rams, I think the Rams just, I don't know, they just look way too good on paper for me, and the NFC West doesn't look good at all. Like, the Niners look promising. Cardinals don't look that good, and the Seahawks look like hot garbage. And then outside of that, they do have fairly tough schedule. You got, like, the Packers, you have the Vikings, you have people like that. So they do have a tough road, but I think they have a good team and great coaches in place where I think they'll be able to pull it out. But I think Le'Veon in the contract year, trying to show out for whatever team he goes to next year, and AB, I think they get it done ultimately in the Super Bowl.
I just pulled up Big Ben's home road
splits.
Horrible,
I know. It's horrible.
Okay. His home passer rating is 94.8. That's really good.
Yep.
His rate is 91.7.
It doesn't seem too bad, but that is a significant drop off.
He has four fewer touchdowns, 200 fewer yards. And his completion percentage takes a dip about 5 points. But it's not, I don't think
it's not too bad.
It's not
bad. I mean, I feel like that's also built in, like, towards the past. I think in recent years, it's gotten way worse.
He throws 40 fewer passes. Yeah. So I think he might just rely on Le'Veon a little bit more on road games. But I don't think it's not like you don't start them, I don't think. Unless it depends on the matchup. I think Ben at home, you start no matter what. And then if he's on the road, it's more matchup.
Who the dependent. Fuck you telling?
God. Just the owner of Big Ben last year.
Jeez. The past, like, I don't know what it is about him. I miss Ben.
You want his last name?
Rapist
Burger. Right. Yeah. All right, we're coming up on about 50 minutes, so I think we're going to call it for our first ever episode of the Llama League Fantasy Football League podcast. Thank you. Thanks again. Yeah, the FFLLP if you're dirty. Ooh. And once again, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Kyle. Well, I'm going to come up with some for us to talk about maybe next week, but with this whole preseason bullshit and we're actually not doing anything fantasy football wise. And I seem to be one of the only people that actually likes talking draft strategy before the draft.
I like,
because yeah,
Kyle's just a little bitch about it.
No, I like that. I was talking to him the other day about it.
Kyle.
Yeah, so we'll figure out what we're going to talk about pre-draft, and then once the season starts, then it's just going to be full just shit talking, power rankings, recapping.
Shit talking and power rankings different.
Fair enough. They're going to shuffle. It's just going to be a big shit talking sandwich. Yeah. With
power players. Ranking and actual power rankings for our actual fantasy teams. Like, who is the best shit talker who has the best team?
Naturally. Yes. Any good particular memes that we may have seen in the group chat.
reasons why Billy is annoying and we need him in the group chat more.
Definitely.
But apparently he has a job and cares about his kids.
Things like that. That's bad.
Whatever. I have a kid and I'm in the group chat daily.
Because you're a horrible father.
So, yeah.
Does it mean that I love my kid less? Maybe. We got to see it. All right. Until next time.
That's a wrap.
That's it.
Adios.
Adios.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.